B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, and we couldn't be more excited to be here with you guys.
Yes, I took NyQuil last night, so I'm rested. It was wonderful.
Feeling good, Roy?
Oh, I got like a full 7 hours, man. That's like rare in my world. It was great. I had so many dreams. I'd wake up, I'd dream something, I'd go back to bed, have a different dream. I had like 18 dreams last night.
Wow. Should have nothing to do with your NyQuil.
Yeah. I was like, this thing's awesome.
I'm alone in the house. My wife is out of town, and the kids stay at the nanny's house when she's out of town on business. So I had the whole bed to myself and realized it midway through my sleep that I was still in my little sliver.
Yeah.
You know, like if Amanda was still there.
Oh, you got to kick the legs out, man.
Oh, yeah. So good. I went to the promised land, which is the middle ground.
Yeah.
And it was delightful.
You're like, oh, it's colder on this other side.
So I'll start with my day in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just say this, 17-month-old. I posted a video of it yesterday up at the MRL show on our story on our Instagram. My daughter, I love her to death, and she doesn't realize what she's doing, although she does know the word no.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like constantly touching things that don't need to be touched.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was in the middle of I'm working on some new ideas for our 5th-year anniversary, which we're on right now. And my daughter came over on the computer and just turned the computer off. Just pushed the button. And she's strong enough to shut the computer off.
While so you're in the middle of work.
Yeah. And it takes forever for the computer to shut down, you know. And then it takes longer for it to restart. And she just touches everything. And then I go, Ruby, go get your Elmo. You know. And then so you hear like, and then next thing you know, where is she? You hear just like. Stuff falling. She's pulling all of her cups out of the kitchen cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I'm at in my life right now. 17-month-old.
That's cute, man. Mm-hmm.
That was my day.
My day in 30 seconds, I was... ever had one of those moments where you're having a conversation and you were like, this is so boring and the worst conversation I've ever had.
How do I get out of it?
And so I'm at Harris Teeter and I'm talking with Kylie, Nicole's friend. And we're talking about how this Harris Teeter that we're at is different than the other Harris Teeters. But have you gone to this Harris Teeter? And at some point, I was like, I'm walking away from this. I was like, I know I started it. I was like, but I'm done. I was like, we can't talk about just Harris Teeter. I was like, I'm so sorry for wasting your time.
Nicole, did Kylie complain about the conversation when she got
so
home?
Bad.
Did she say anything?
No, she thought it was funny, though. She was like, since when? Because when we moved into Plaza Midwood, that's all I would talk about is how much I liked the South End Harris Teeter better.
The South End's amazing.
Than the Plaza Midwood Harris Teeter. And at one point, she made fun of me. Yeah. So she came home and told me that, and I'm like,
I know. I'm telling her, I'm like, the produce here is different. They don't have this bar. I don't like the arrangement. It feels too cluttered, but the building's really big.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a second floor. I don't know why there's a second floor. And then at some point, I'm like, why am I complaining about Harris Teeter?
Oh, my Roy is like a whole new Roy.
It is. I was like, I hate my life. I got to walk away from this. That's how I ended. I was like, this is an awful conversation. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to waste your time, and I walked away.
I'm really looking forward to the spring, homeowner Roy, when conversations are what fertilizer to put down.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have a lot of off-air conversations about that grass.
But I'll do the same thing. I'll be talking about fertilizer. I'm like, you know what? This is awful.
That's good, though. That's a good conversation.
Hate it. Hate it.
What about you, Ren? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday was like my catch-up day, so we left here kind of late, and then I had to go home, and our Peloton is being delivered today, but it has to go in our garage. Our garage is a disaster, so it's been the mass, like, spring cleaning in our garage.
Why does it have to go in the garage?
Because we had intentions originally of putting a gym in there, like, making that the gym, and there's already a treadmill in there, and, like, mirrors and weights and that kind of stuff, but they're all slammed into the corner and they never got set up. So we were trying to set all that stuff up yesterday on top of putting all the Christmas stuff away, which was a disaster. And I had Christmas stuff from like my grandmother in like 1980 that I just needed to get rid of.
Oh my God. My wife holds on to that stuff. She's like, don't anybody touch this. This is a tree skirt from 1965.
I would typically too, but we don't have room for it. So I did three runs to
The chateau doesn't have room,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, no. I did three runs to donations yesterday.
3.5 floors of no room.
Shut up. And then after all that stuff went down, I think I told you guys this yesterday, but our au pair Elena got nominated for au pair of the year.
You didn't tell us that.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
It was so exciting. She's so excited.
Yeah, she's like winning too.
Well, so the online voting opened up last night.
You mean all across the country?
All across the country. She made the top 15. So now it goes to online voting for the number one au pair of the year. And let me tell you something. I'm trying to go through and read all the other ones too. I love Elena, obviously. She's the reason I can come to work every day. But I put it out on my social media to everyone go and vote. She's still in third place. I'm like, what? Come on, guys.
Oh, last night she was in first.
I know.
I saw last night.
I just updated it this morning. She's in third place.
Let me tell you, I looked at the photos. I'll at least say that y'all's photo beats everybody else's because it looks like it's like Lauren and her husband and her beautiful baby Cashton and Elena.
Matching outfits.
The light is, it looks like it's in a freaking magazine cover. Like I open up Pottery Barn.
Where is that picture?
And it's models.
Where can people, did you blog about it? Is it on kiss951.com?
I'm going to blog about it today, but it's okay. On my social media. So if you go to kissLauren951, you can find the link.
Okay.
Yeah. People at least should vote based upon the photo.
Yeah.
Because there's some families, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't take that.
Who are you up against? Are you up against, like, good thing you're not up against, like, any, like, real celebrity. I mean, we're low-level celebrities, but, like, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Au pair.
Haley Bieber Baldwin's au pair for her dog.
I'm sure none of them are going through agencies.
Yeah, they probably have.
Okay. All right, well, go and vote, you guys. Go to @KissLauren, and you can vote. I just want to say one thing back to your Peloton being in the garage.
Yeah.
Every commercial I see, the Peloton is set up in front of a window, either at the beach, overlooking the city. You're going to stick yours in the garage?
That's what Dallas keeps saying to me, but I really don't have room for it in the house.
I'll come over and show you room.
Two rooms in your living room that you could put it in.
Yeah. Where?
There's plenty.
When you first walk in, we'll discuss.
In my foyer?
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rain. Morning show.
Did you guys see the email we got yesterday?
Which one?
Yeah, I don't know.
The one.
We're just catching up on emails.
This is the one from Leslie. Leslie is the big boss's assistant, and she kind of runs the building.
Is this about the parking? Oh, are you guilty of this?
Guilty. There's nothing to be guilty of yet. Leslie said, you guys who listen this early in the morning know how important parking is here at the Beasley Media Group. I mean, we share parking spots early in the morning with every morning show here. And a lot of interns and stuff that come in and work on different shows. And that includes Power 98, K104.7, V101,
yeah.
103.7. I mean, there's a lot of morning shows in here in the morning. And we all park nice and close to the building.
Yeah.
This email comes out yesterday. It says, see below. Due to Beasley and Aveda, which is the hair salon downstairs, having more people than in the past, parking has become very tight in the parking deck. Therefore, guests and visitors do not have places to park often. So they send a forwarded message from the company that runs the building here.
I know. And I wanted to contact Beacon and be like, y'all are getting false information. Have you seen our prize closet? We don't have that many listeners stopping by.
I have a meeting tomorrow with the YMCA, uh-huh. And like five people are coming. And I was thinking to myself over vacation when we planned it, I hope you all are driving together. So the email says, and this is crazy, in an effort to provide easier visitor parking, we are now going to start putting reserve parking signs.
Yeah, man.
On the first floor parking deck where we all park.
Oh, wait, all over it?
Well, yeah. It's got to be for short-term parking.
Be sure to let your employees know not to park in these spots moving forward, as we'll be policing them and we'll be booting and towing anyone parking longer in those spots than 2 hours.
That was the thing when Carrabba's was here, remember? People were getting booted.
That's right. Carrabba's is gone, but that restaurant's coming back. Eventually, there'll be a space there.
Yep.
These spots are located once you enter the deck to the left as you're going up inside the parking deck on the first level.
That's where I park.
No, but see, she says it's to the left, but really you have to go right to go up the parking deck. I think it's that wall.
Yeah, you but go right.
Remember, the Carrabba's spots were over where I park on the left.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that is where they're
Here's
going.
Here's the thing. We're not here all day. I'm pretty much a short-term parker. I leave by noon. We're fine.
But the,
I'm a guest. I'm going to Aveda after work. I don't know. I'll go downstairs and get my nails done every single day just so I can park on that side of the parking deck.
Get in my touch-up. It's so funny. We're actually, honestly, according to the rules, we're supposed to park, like, all the way upstairs.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not either.
We've had, like, robberies in our stairwell, and we've had shootings here. I ain't doing it.
I'm not walking down the stairwell. Listen, I like the smell of urine as much as anybody.
But the mean streets of South End's real, man.
4:45 a.m. Pass on that. Hey, speaking of Charlotte, y'all, we made a surprising list, and it's not good.
Oh, I thought it was about the housing market list, because it's really good.
The housing market list, Realtor Roy? Good. Oh, no, this is a list, and Charlotte, we just don't look good after we landed on it. We'll tell you which one it is coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We told you that Charlotte landed on a top list for cities across the country, major cities across the country, and it's not a great list. A new survey lists Charlotte as one of the rudest cities in the country.
What?
Business, that's the reaction I had when I blogged about this yesterday at kiss951.com. A Business Insider poll, they asked 2,000 American adults to choose the 5 rudest cities in the U.S. from a list of the 50 biggest cities. They overwhelmingly chose New York City as the rudest city in the country. It was 34% ruder than the second highest city, which is L.A.
I believe that. I can't even tell you on the radio the names I was called by strangers when I was in New York City. I mean, they were just awful to me.
Yeah. Where were you? Not Times Square.
I was Penn Station, and I got yelled at. And I was in Times Square, and I got yelled at. I got yelled at, like, kind of everywhere on a ferry. You know, just pick a spot. I probably was yelled at.
Damn.
Yeah.
The Queen City took the 25th spot for bad manners. 3.3% of people thought that Charlotte had the rudest people. Rude behavior in Charlotte made news this past year after two separate incidents at an area Smoothie King where racist messages were printed on receipts.
Oh, that sucks.
And but...
Listen, and Manny, maybe you can attest to this too because you've lived in a lot of cities. I've lived in a lot of places, and I think Charlotte's one of the nicest cities I've ever lived in.
Oh, I agree. I mean, now I live in a different county. I live in Union County, where we're even nicer than Mecklenburg County. the whole list was topped with New York being number one. And are you ready? This is so typical to North Carolina.
Okay.
Are you ready what the nicest, least... Oh. Actually, I should say it's not the nicest. It's the least rude city.
It's Raleigh.
It's freaking Raleigh.
It's always Raleigh.
They think they're just so much better up there. Snooty, because they got the government capital, don't they?
Only 1.4% of respondents thought that Raleigh had the rudest people.
That means they're least rude, or they're less rude than Charlotte?
Yes.
I agree.
You do?
I do. I have, I don't know, I've had more bad experiences with people's rudeness in Charlotte than I did in Raleigh.
Wow. Hmm.
When you say rude, you mean just like, you're not saying, like, specifically because of your, because you're a gay woman, are you? Or is it just, like, honking horns?
I definitely think Raleigh actually is way more gay-friendly than Charlotte. But I think Charlotte, I don't know, I feel like some people think they're too good. Whereas, like, Raleigh's a little bit more weird, more...
Okay.
More old school.
I might be able to get on board
are weird.
With that thinking, because Charlotte's more of a melting pot with people from all over.
Yeah.
You know what Charlotte is? Charlotte's a place where people like myself who grew up in New Jersey and then lived around the country made roots here in Charlotte. So it's like a place where bad people come to turn good. You know? Because if you talk to anybody from New York or New Jersey, or take another city up north. That's Boston. Like, there's no horns. Everybody's just so much politer. If you don't turn in New York or New Jersey, as soon as that light turns green, they're on the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Here you get 5 seconds, maybe 10.
I did it in Florida. I was like the horn queen.
The horn queen?
Yep.
The whole list, and find out where your city is up at kiss951.com. Charlotte, the 25th rudest city out of the top 50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Random Morning Show. We have your chance to win $1,000 with our $1,000 Kiss Cash Code. That's coming up at 8 a.m. Make sure you set your reminders to listen to 8 a.m. because you get that code word, and it could even unlock $10,000. You're going to be selecting one person to randomly win the big amount, too.
My brother lives in Illinois, and on January 1st, at midnight, marijuana became legal there.
It did.
He was sending me pictures of the lines, and a friend of his owns a store.
Oh, were people going crazy?
Oh.
Were they lining up at midnight?
Yes, they were lining up before midnight. So my brother, being the smart entrepreneur that he is, went and bought a box of Doritos, potato chips, and Fritos to hand out to everyone when they walked out of the store.
Yeah, there's a lot of laws here in 2020 that's coming into effect. To keep on about marijuana, employers in Nevada cannot refuse to hire you if you test positive for it.
Hey.
Yeah, so they're allowing you to be on the job.
Wow. I mean, some states it's not even legal. And now Nevada is so far ahead that they're saying not only is it legal, but now you can't not hire someone if they're marijuana smokers.
Minimum wage is going up in 21 states to $15 an hour, which is really nice.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, Nicole, there's hope.
Let's see here. There's no more cash bail, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
Yeah, in New York, that the money bail system is ending, which they call wealth-based incarceration.
Huh.
Yeah, so I guess because the rich people could just pay their way out of jail.
Right.
I guess. And some people who are poor are forced to stay there. So they're ending that system. Florida, you cannot be texting and driving anymore, so hopefully some of the crazy people will be tamed while driving.
They won't. I wish I could say that would help the situation down there, but I told you guys before, I was like a horn queen while I was down there. I honked at everyone. I must have almost been in two accidents and witnessed at least five while I was driving down there in a week.
By the way, we have to talk about, Loren, why you got yelled at by someone on the beach in Florida.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
7:50 this morning. Yeah. Let's find out who's crazy when we hear that story.
I might fit right in.
Yeah, you did live there for quite some time. Plastic bags are out. If you're in New Mexico, they're banned. You can't use them. Cyclists can now breeze through stop signs as long as it's clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then African Americans can embrace their natural hair. You can. Employers and school officials cannot discriminate against people based upon their natural hair in California.
They could do that before?
Yeah, they could. And then in middle schoolers now may need a car seat. It's a new law in Washington where you have to keep your children in a booster seat until they're almost in middle school.
Oh, my wife would love that.
Really?
Oh, I love it.
Because Amanda is like, she reads all the blogs about car safety. And she's very, very safe. Like, I turned Dean around in his car seat when he was like two, and Amanda kept Dean turned around the other way, backwards facing, until he was like three and a half.
Okay.
And she's like, it's just safer. You know, we looked up the Brit tax rules, and they're like, yep, if they can fit, that's the safest way.
Yeah, it is supposed to be safer. Cash was so tall, though, we had to turn him around early.
Right. I know. Like, their legs are like spiders.
Meanwhile, there's so many kids that, like, at eight, that sat on Grandpappy's lap while he's driving, smoking a cigarette, and you steer for him.
Or on the window in the back seat, the floorboard.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure my mom had, like, a huge Cadillac back in the 80s, and when I was a kid, I laid up like it was a camper on that back bench.
Yeah, hitting every bump, giggling.
Still to come.
Yeah, fun.
And my mom's going, why does Dean need a car seat? He doesn't need a car seat. Speaking of my son Dean, I feel really bad. He asked Santa for a Christmas gift, and I already broke it. So I'm wondering if maybe someone else out there, did you get a Christmas gift and already break it? Jump on the phones. We want to say hi to as many people as we can today. 704-570-9595. Call us right now. If you already broke your Christmas gift.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 and the Manny Roy and the Rand Morning Show.
I feel so bad.
What happened?
Well, Dean asked Santa for a couple gifts, and Santa obliged because he was good this year, and he got a motorized scooter, which is awesome. He asked for an aircraft carrier, a toy aircraft carrier.
That's cool.
And he wants the planes on it and all that stuff, so Santa brought that for him. And a keyboard. And I accidentally, so Dean had the aircraft carrier set up in the playroom, and last night I went to clean up the playroom, and just as soon as you walk in, I accidentally Godzilla'd two of Dean's toy planes and just crushed them.
How's your foot?
Well, I said to myself, thinking of the show, I said, I'm going to take a picture of this so I can show you guys, but I was too busy throwing the plane across the room after my foot was killing me, and then I forgot to do it, but... Yeah, I already broke a Christmas gift, and here it is, you know, on January 7th.
Fixable, or is it just gone?
I got to buy them new ones.
Yeah.
They're plastic little things. Yeah. But, oh, did you mean my foot? My foot's not fixable. I can hardly walk.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. It's January 7th. Did you break a Christmas gift already? All right, this is Jacob. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show. Jacob, you know, you were one of those people that texted in and we called you back. That could happen if you're one of our texters. We'll call you back if your story's so good. So tell us what happened.
That's Jason.
Oh, it's Jason. But, my bad, man.
For my daughter's second birthday, I got her a little Minnie Mouse car.
Uh-huh.
And my genius butt tried to ride the thing. And I'm 240. And... that doesn't fare well for a little plastic car. So it cracked, and I had to, like, screw it back together so she could ride it on her birthday.
How old is she?
She's 3 now.
Yeah.
Did, 2 then.
Did she witness you doing this?
No. Luckily, I caught it before she could realize it had broken, and I just said I had to fix the... Daddy had to fix her car.
Ah, no harm, no foul. She didn't notice.
Right. Thanks, Jason, because there's nothing worse than doing it in front of the kids, too.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
traumatizing. This is Amanda in Concord. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show. What did you break on Christmas? What Christmas gifts broken already?
Well, I got a Garmin Venue watch. It's like a fitness watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not know how I did it, but I completely lost the charger for it. And then right after Christmas, I went to, like, Best Buy and all these places. Well, it's a special charger you cannot get other than from Garmin, even if they sell Garmin stuff. So to this day, I still haven't found it, but I was able to get one, and then they were closed until January 1st.
Yeah, well, you know where it is, Amanda. It's in a box that got thrown out, I bet.
Probably, but I was devastated.
Yeah. Was this a Santa gift or a gift from the husband? Who was this from?
This was it was a gift to myself. Oh. I've gotten a bonus for Christmas from my work, and I said, I'm going to do something good for myself this year, so I got it so I can get healthy.
Good.
I love that.
Thanks, Amanda. Speaking of Christmas.
Did she get another charger for it? I'm invested.
Yeah, didn't she say she did?
I think she she put it on order.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hasn't gotten it yet.
Speaking of Christmas bonuses, at some point in the show today, did you guys hear the story about the guy who complained on social media about the Christmas bonus and the company fired him?
No.
Wait to hear what the bonus was. We'll do it after 8. You guys don't go anywhere.
Wow. This is Will in Gastonia. You are on with the Mania Roy on the Ray Morning Show. Hey, Will.
Thanks for taking the call. Love to listen to the show in the morning.
Thanks, man. Thanks. You already broke a Christmas gift?
Yeah, I'm in the doghouse. my wife got the kids a Hawaiian shaved ice maker, and I set it up in the top of the pantry on the shelf, and next time she went to get it, it came down and broke into a bunch of pieces.
Mm.
And the kids can't make the Hawaiian shaved ice, and the wife blamed me for it, so...
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. That's it not even sucks. Something glue can help you with, Will. Last one.
Okay. Hey, Juan.
Yes.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ray Morning Show. What's the Christmas gift you already broke?
My daughter asked Santa for a hoverboard, and that same day after she opened it, a couple hours in, I about fell and scratched it all up, and she was mad.
Dad, stop playing with my toys.
I know.
Yeah, then you try to sell it to the kid. Like, oh, well, it has character, sweetheart.
That first big ding. Yeah. It's like the first big ding on your car. It hurts.
You might as well, you'd rather me do the ding instead of one of your friends. You know?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what we got to talk about after 7? There's a little controversy in the world. The movie Cats is out. And it didn't do well at the box office. And not only that, it's getting crushed on social media. Well, someone on the show disagrees with what everybody seems to be saying. We'll tell you who that is, and we'll discuss. Loren wrote a whole blog about it, but that's not the person we're talking about. Somebody else is defending it. We'll get to it after 7.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with Demainey, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. $1,000 Kiss Cash Code will give you a secret code that could unlock $1,000 at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
Not only that, just by entering the code word, it automatically puts you in the running for $10,000. That's a lot of coin.
That is.
Help pay off that holiday debt. So Cats the Musical obviously is a huge thing. Broadway, New York City, been running for 100 years, it seems like. Roy, you actually went to see the Cats Broadway play.
It was my first ever Broadway show I ever went to in New York City. It was very eye-opening. Very eye-opening, because the cats jump out in the crowd.
they legit
like come up to your face, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. It's very interactive.
So they took that concept, and they turned it into a movie.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing. With Cats, you kind of have to suspend the fact that there's no real storyline. Like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, the dialogue doesn't make sense.
It's weird. It's a bunch of cats get together and audition for one of them to be sacrificed to the gods.
To get a new life.
So literally, the whole play is about killing a cat.
But it's just these cats, like, auditioning to become the sacrificial cat. And they all have weird names. But I went to go see the movie. And when I tell you, I must have seen 7 couples get up and leave.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like a lot of people.
I know. Not like 1 or 2 couples, 7, at least 7 couples. And I'm like, you think this movie is that bad that you're like, I'm committed now. I've got my popcorn. I've paid for a ticket. I've got a soda. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in it for the long haul. I need to see how this thing ends.
I am trying to think in my head. And by the way, let's line up the phones. Producer Nicole, get us a load of people who have got up and walked out of a movie. Because like Loren just said, you're invested. It's $20 for a ticket. You got your popcorn. You got your soda. That's an additional $10. Now it's a $30 investment just for one person.
Yeah. And I don't know if you can actually get your money back. Like, I'm sure you can in like maybe the first 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, I would want not only my ticket money back, but I guess if I'm leaving a movie, I'd want my concessions back because I'm not eating them.
Well, you can take them with you.
Roy, did you see the Cats movie?
I did. And I think it's a wonderful film.
Really?
I thought it was so amazing. I was such a fan.
Did Sterling go with you too?
He did.
And he loved both the play and the movie?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Listen, here's the thing. The movie's very different from the play. But at the same time, the movie is very theatrical, and it's very it's visual. It's not like a normal movie. When you sit down, it's not a normal movie.
And you know, it seems like what they did for the Cats movie was they just loaded a bunch of stars. You got James Corden, Jason Derulo. If I see another picture of him with his shredded abs,
well, Jason Derulo was an awful. What's he? The
Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah, he was an awful Rum Tum Tugger.
They're just funny names, by the way.
Oh. Jennifer Hudson.
But what they did is they took
T-Swift.
So if you don't love Broadway, you're going to hate this movie. Like when I reviewed it at kiss95.1.com, I think I gave it a C- for the general masses, because if you don't like Broadway, you're going to hate it. But what they did is they brought in all these stars to do cameos to bring in people who don't love Broadway.
Because they created some like different songs that I've never heard before and it didn't make sense. And I was like, eh. But still, at the same time, you're watching it, and it's a great song, and it's visually appealing, and, you know, and it's art.
But
the memories, what's her name?
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson knocked out memories. Wonderful.
See, and I kind of disagree with that.
Oh.
Like, I didn't like how they shot it. I didn't like how they had her sing it. I think that song is so powerful that they could have done 8 different things. Like, instead of having her sob through it and cry. They could have went dark and had this be like her moment where she's having these flashbacks, and like that's what I was expecting.
She had a big powerful moment at the very end.
Yeah.
But you saw seven people get up and walk out.
I know.
Seven people. How far through? Like the halfway point?
I'd say probably half of them before halfway. Within 20 minutes of the movie, and then the rest probably halfway.
We have got to know what movie was so bad that you got up and walked out of. I just have to know. Like, you can't even sit through it.
I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie. It, primarily, too, I'd be too afraid to confront people about my ticket and refunds.
Why are you leaving?
704-570-9595. If you walk in a if you work in a movie theater too, or maybe you worked there one time, because I heard this rumor. I heard if you leave the movie theater within the first 15 minutes, they'll give you your money back. If the movie time is for 7:45 and you leave before 8 p.m., if you have to go, they'll refund you your ticket price. But what movie Did you get up and walk out of? Someone texted us from 432 and said, my roommate and I walked out on the new Jamie Lee Curtis Halloween movie from a couple years back. It was awful. We were not committed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I have bad taste because I liked that movie, too. I think I just love movies.
Well, you're some test audience.
Let me tell you, Sterling takes me to like some movies that I don't even know about them. Like, I don't even see the preview. And remember that one where they play the video game and they like get submerged into the world?
Ready Player One.
Right. I had no idea what the heck that was about. And then Sterling brought me to it, and I was like, oh, it's wonderful. That was a great movie. And man, I've been to movies where like there's cult followings, and everyone in the theater hated it. And I was like, that was awesome.
And somebody said, if you love Broadway, you're going to hate the Cats movie.
What?
That's the formula.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I think it's the opposite.
Yeah, I would like to actually have a deeper conversation with you.
631 just texted and said they saw me the night of the movie, and she was with her sister, and her sister would have walked out if she wasn't with her. So, like, people, you know, you go in couples, and, like, you got an anchor there.
Somebody said they walked out on The Wolf of Wall Street.
What?
That was a phenomenal movie.
They said it was just too foul, even if it was true.
Oh, it was pretty foul. I'll give you that.
Cloverfield.
828, yep, said Cloverfield. And then somebody said that they went on a date to see The Butterfly Effect, and my date made me leave. He hated it, but I didn't want to leave. I still never got to see how it ended.
Let's talk with Heidi and Gaffney. What movie did you walk out of?
It was Cloverfield. Y'all had just mentioned it, but it was about a lizard. But the freaking the camera angles in the movie, it just made me so sick that I couldn't even make it through the whole movie.
Mm.
The way they shot it, like Blair Witch. Yes, Lori, you came right out of my mouth.
Blair Witch. Yeah.
See, I thought that was cool.
Do you have any idea how the butterfly effect ended for one of our listeners?
No, I cannot think about that one.
Thanks, Heidi.
I didn't even know the butterfly effect.
You would, I'm sure if you saw it, you would love it based on the conversation we're having this morning.
Yeah, right.
I love them all.
336 texted in and said she walked out of The Lion King. She said it didn't live up to the original. She absolutely can't stand Beyonce now.
This is Amy in South Carolina. Welcome to the Mandy Roy the Ren Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What movie did you walk out of?
It's been like forever ago. It's called The Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Mm.
I don't even know that one.
Oh, yeah. How invested were you? How far in?
Well, we got through the previews and then the movie started. I think I maybe caught like 2 minutes and then I got up and walked out.
Mm. Oh, man. You know, thank you so much, Amy. You remember the one movie I did walk out of, which I think caused beef, I really do think it upset Kevin Hart, was that ride-along movie. So Kevin Hart, Charlotte happened to be selected for one of the ride-along, like, big-time screenings.
It was a test screening, right?
The stars were actually there.
Like, celebrities were there. And we got invited to it. And so I had to go to this event. And Kevin Hart sat at the far back. And I guess what he was doing was watching everyone enjoy his movie. Well, I do a morning radio show. And this thing took forever to get up and going. And so it started late because they had to wait for people to get to their seats and start. Like, you know, just celebrities were there. And so they weren't kind to the start time of the movie. So it finally started. And it's like almost 10 o'clock. And I'm like, I got to go do a show tomorrow.
Started at 10?
But that was like 10 o'clock where I realized.
Oh, and Kevin Hart gave you a look?
No, it's just that he came to the studio the next day. And remember, he took a photo with us and he stood in front of me and blocked me in the photo.
And Kevin Hart is this like teeny tiny little man.
And somehow he blocked me and I'm like taller and wider. I'm telling you.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show.
He is upset I walked away from his screen.
All right, so many text messages are coming in. We'll read more on the movies you walked out of. And we've got to tell you a story out of Newsweek. A Florida man.
Oh, yeah.
Broke into someone's house. Wait till you hear what he did to the victim. Less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny Roy and the Ring can't beat Lorenz. Pop culture trivia. With a prize from Sona Med Spa Dermatology on the line that's coming your way in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
A Florida man, Lorraine, claims that he was woken up on Christmas Eve by someone who broke into his house. This was in Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
All right. Well, this guy, Lorraine, didn't steal something. He didn't take money. He didn't steal the man's prized possessions.
Oh,
nope.
Tell me he left something.
The intruder was sucking on the homeowner's toes.
What?
According to the police report, the 20-year-old man told police that he was sound asleep when all of a sudden he had the sensation of of another man sucking his toes, and it woke him up from his deep sleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Please throw the book at this guy.
The man continued to fight off the guy. The guy who was sucking the toes.
Oh, he seems like a pretty easy fight off. You just ram your foot up there. Oh, you like it here? Boom.
He fought him off. The man says the intruder ran back towards the front door of the house and then punched out the glass of the front window and jumped out and then stomped on the man's windshield of his car before escaping the scene on foot.
Whoa. He jumped through the window glass? What is this, a movie?
I don't know. And then he ran on the man's hood of his car in the parking, in the driveway.
I'm telling y'all, like, Florida is another, it's a whole nother world.
It's like some Jason Bourne stuff. That man ran through a window.
By the way, the police are still looking for the man who caused $1,000 worth of physical damage and a lifetime of mental anguish for the person who lived in the home and woke up to someone sucking.
Kidding.
I would never feel safe again and always wear socks.
Lacey's on hold in Charlotte. She wants to play Can't Beat Lorraine in less than 10.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS
95.1. Hello, Lacey. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Awesome. Get out of the studio,
Lorraine. I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. The door is open. And it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Hey, the newest royal couple's first royal engagement at 2020 pays tribute to the country where they rule over, quote unquote. What country is that?
England.
Shakira says she will be giving it her all at this year's Super Bowl. She's headlining alongside what pop icon who's also engaged to A-Rod?
J-Lo.
Okay. The iconic Coachella Festival is celebrating 20 years in the deserts and getting a documentary treatment this year. True or false, Coachella happens in Arizona?
False.
The Bachelor started its season with pilot Pete last night. What network can you watch that show on?
ABC.
And question five, happy 56th birthday to this actor who has starred in such movies as National Treasure and Leaving Las Vegas. Who are we talking about? What actor's that?
Mel Gibson.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
How did Lacey do?
Lacey got four correct.
Okay,
not bad. The newest royal couple's first royal engagement of 2020 paid tribute to the country where they, quote-unquote, rule over. What country is that?
England.
1-1.
And Shakira says she's going to be giving it her all at this year's Super Bowl. She's, of course, playing in the game, as you know. She's headlining alongside what pop star?
Jennifer Lopez.
2-2.
The iconic Coachella Fest is celebrating 20 years in the desert, Lorraine, and is getting a documentary treatment this year. True or false, Coachella happens in Arizona?
True.
That is incorrect.
It's California.
It's California. Lacey got that correct. It's currently 2-3 with Lacey in the lead.
In the desert.
Dang.
The Bachelor started its season with...
I knew that, too.
You're going to lose, by the way, because there's no way you're getting five right.
Well, that's not nice.
The Bachelor started its season with Pilot Pete last night. What network could you watch that show on?
ABC.
That is correct. It's currently 3-4 with Lacey in the lead.
Happy 56th birthday to this actor who starred in such movies as National Treasure and Leaving Las Vegas and was formerly married to someone named Alice Kim. Who are we talking about?
Is it Nicolas Cage?
How do you know that?
My mom is the biggest Nicolas Cage fan.
That's right.
I mean,
like barely... the biggest Nicolas Cage fan.
Really?
Yes.
You barely, it's a tie, but we thought you were for sure going to lose.
I mean, Alice Kim was in the question. I didn't even say that for Lacey because I don't even know who that is. I don't think that's a good hint.
No, I think
once you say National Treasure, people immediately know.
The movies are the giveaway. Lacey.
I definitely got the chick mixed up.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson and Cliff Cage.
She said Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Okay. Lacey, it is a tie. Great job. You got me on one of them. But you know what I want to hear before we let you go?
My name's Lacey, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tire.
Thanks for playing, Lacey.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to find out why Loren was yelled at on the beach in Florida.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show coming up in less than 10 minutes. $1,000 could be yours with the Kiss Cash code. Make sure you hear that code word. That could unlock a grant.
So there I was, just sitting on the beach, minding my own business. I went for our little break that we took. I went down to Florida to visit my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all good stories start off with, there I was, minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on the beach. I got my whole setup, my half pop-up tent for cash. I got four chairs down there, a cooler, and my radio.
I'm so jealous.
Well, I was playing some music, and I don't think it was that loud. It was at a medium volume, and it was really windy that day. So, like, I could barely hear my radio from where I was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 10 minutes goes by, and this older gentleman rolls up on my little camp out and proceeds to start telling me why I'm a horrible person.
Oh my gosh.
And how I'm so rude for playing my music at a volume that is ridiculous.
Meanwhile, you could barely hear it yourself.
Right. And he's like, I need you to turn it down.
Wow.
I'm like...
Well, he was not a fit. What genre were you listening?
Oh, I know exactly. Reggaeton. It wasn't. It's like beach music.
Oh, it wasn't your...
No. And that's what everybody assumed when I started telling them this story. Oh, you had EDM on... It was really annoying for someone. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I thought you would be like listening to something like that. Like something like that jamming on the beach.
Nope.
No?
Nice, relaxing, like beach music.
Could you be loved?
Yeah. Right?
Do we have any, what'd you call it, reggaeton?
Uh-huh.
Reggae? Yeah, I'll find some reggae.
Reggaeton.
Reggaeton sounds like a pasta to me. I had some reggaeton for dinner.
Not reggaetoni. But, you know, he's standing there telling me to turn it down. And I'm like, sir, first of all, this is a free beach. Second of all, you could come over here and tell me a little, ask me a little nicer to turn down my music. Not tell me to turn down my music. I go, so maybe if you change your tone and ask me nicely, I'll be happy to turn it down.
This is reggaeton.
Yes.
Oh, this isn't reggae.
No, now I'm annoyed. Now I'm on that guy's side.
Yeah, what is this?
Hang on.
I just played a song similar to this, and I was like, oh, I thought you were playing this. And you're like, no. And then we play reggaeton, and it's exactly what we thought. The obnoxious,
no.
Most annoying
song. No, it's not. So, anyway, to go back to his seat, and I would turn it all the way up if he didn't turn his change his tone.
Sorry, you got to back up because I was looking for music and I was all over the map with this story.
All right.
How far was the guy from you?
Probably, like, if we're sitting where we are, where Nicole sits, two doors down.
Yeah, so like 30 feet.
Yeah.
That's pretty far away.
And it was really windy that day.
Was he there? What does that have to do with anything? The music was blowing towards his ear?
Well, no, because it was so windy. You know, when it's like so windy, sometimes you can't hear what the person next to you is saying.
Okay.
Especially on the beach. You get the crashing of the waves.
I got you.
Was he there first?
He was there first.
Okay.
It's a big beach, Manny. I was 30 feet from him.
I want to side with you, but...
I'm not saying he was wrong for coming over. It was his delivery on how he was telling me to turn down my music.
Tell me again what he said.
He came over and he said, "You need to turn down your music. You're the rudest person in the world." Coming down here and blasting your music, which it wasn't blasting at that point. And I basically told him, I'm like, listen, it's a free beach. You're being rude. If you want to change your tone and ask me to turn it down nicely, I'll be happy to do that. But if you want to continue yelling at me, I can turn it all the way up, too.
Oh, such a confrontation.
So where this might have been funny for onlookers, it was very uncomfortable for me. Now I'm sitting there with my mom, my son, my au pair, and I'm waiting for Dallas to come down. And by the way, I'm pregnant. It's not like I'm going to fight this man.
Sure. No, Rent, fight the guy over music. No.
Boy,
you get into Florida and it becomes a whole different world.
I like fall right back into the routine of the crazies. No, but the best part was I turned down my music and about 10 minutes later, 15 teenagers came and sat right behind him, and they were blasting like real obnoxious music.
Did he leave eventually?
Yeah, he eventually left. But I was like, oh, I don't see you saying anything to 15 kids.
You think
you're a big man coming up for a confrontation with a pregnant woman? I got news for you, buddy. You picked the wrong pregnant woman.
Not so tough now, huh, guys? No. So did you ever run into him again? Because you stayed there.
No. I think he was just, you know, somebody that was on the beach. I was right in front of where we were staying.
Okay. All right. Well, there's Loren's story. She got yelled at on the beach for playing her reggaeton too loud.
Reggaeton. Never heard of that until today.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
You know, there's realities of the world that we have to deal with a lot of times. One of the realities is, and our thoughts are with all the soldiers who are taking off for the Middle East out of Fort Bragg. Loren, you said when you came back in from Florida to the Charlotte Airport, you saw a bunch of military men and women.
Yep, being deployed.
So we know a ton of military people listen to the show. We know a ton of family members of the military men and women listen to our show. And this morning, maybe as you jump into your car, just know it's not just the morning show. We speak for everybody in the Carolinas when we say we're thinking about you guys on deployment and your families. And we hope everybody comes back safe and sound.
For sure.
And then the other realities of the world, there's sad things that hit closer to home. And producer Nicole's in here. Hey, Nicole.
Hey. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're going through a tough time.
I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Somebody who we talk about a lot on the show, a beloved person who is really close to you in your life, passed away.
So a lot of my holiday break was spent at home. On Sunday, right before we came back, my grandmother passed away. And it was... just kind of happened, and so I'm headed back home today after the show, and I'll be there for the rest of the week with my mom.
Now, for the audience to understand, this is the grandmother that we would joke about, because every time you had to go visit her down in Myrtle, you'd have to wear long sleeves in the summer because she didn't know you had tattoos.
Yeah, she didn't know I had. She doesn't know about any of my tattoos, which I have like a full sleeve and then like two sleeves in the making. So like it just happens to be on my legs and my arms. So there's no way that I can get around like wearing short sleeves or shorts when I visit. So whether it's July or December, long pants, long sleeves.
Yeah, and long hair.
Yeah, well, I luckily got to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas there. So when I went for Thanksgiving, I wore my hair out. So she knew about my hair and complimented it. She liked the hairstyle.
Oh,
yeah.
How old was Grandma?
93.
What a life.
Yeah. She was born in 1926.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our thoughts are with you, of course, and your mom, who we've met several times, are so sweet. And your stories that you used to tell us about, what did you call her?
I called her Mama.
Mama. So sweet. And then so tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, you'll be out.
For the funerals.
Yeah, tomorrow's the funeral. And then, like, my mom, she, like, my whole, I'm born and raised in Raleigh. So, like, when I graduated college, she moved to South Carolina to help take care of my grandfather's, whose health was declining. And he passed away 6 years ago. So my mom's been there for the past 7 years. She got to help take care of her dad for the last year of his life. And then for the past 6 years, it's been her and my grandma. So.
Yeah, it's hard, especially, you know, being a caretaker takes a lot and takes a toll on a person in general. And then to actually, you know, you think you're like mentally prepared to lose that person. But when it happens, it's just, it's such a deep wound. So I hope you know that we're thinking about you and your family and your mom and grand and mama.
We're not alone. The text messages are pouring in from everybody. Nicole saying they're giving you
condolences. Sorry for your loss.
Lots of love.
So I just did the math. She was born in 1927 at 93 years old.
She was 1926.
Okay. But
your math is really good.
Yeah, dude. Don't do math.
Listen to me. She passed away in 2020.
Yeah, but her birthday's in October, so okay.
she hadn't turned yet.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how many decades she lived to because she lived into 2020.
So it's very easy. We do the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
Jeez.
Almost 10 decades.
Wow. If she's 93, she lived through a solid 9 decades.
Right.
But. Yeah. So, and like,
that would have been an easier one.
I was trying to see what year she was born, and then I was going to get to that point. Jeez, you guys are rough.
Long math.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you can, like, know that, like, 26, and, like, 26 is going to happen in, like, 6 years. So that's almost 100 years. You could have done it that way.
Let's not get away from the moment and worry about my math.
Okay. I want to ask about you and the funeral. Will you still hide your tattoos at the funeral?
I'm going to wear like a sweater and I'm going to wear my hair down.
Do you have a speech plan? You're not going to
talk?
No.
Will your mom give a few words?
I don't know. I don't really know how that works. So.
Your mom lived with her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My like my grandma had her house, so she was able to, like, she lived alone. At her house, there's like a garage apartment that before my grandfather passed away, him and my mom got to renovate and made it into like a really cute like one bedroom apartment for my mom. So like there was still space, but right before Christmas, my grandma fell and broke her arm, and that's when it started declining.
Hmm. So so all these, it started, it just got worse and worse and worse since the break happened.
Yeah.
Like, were there surgeries to fix the arm and stuff?
Well, no, because at 93, you can't, like, surgery's hard. So she just had to let it, she had it in a sling and had to let it heal. But ended up being, like, she had surgery and had to get her, it ended up her whole entire colon was dead.
Mm. Oh.
So they had to remove the entire colon and there was like other surgery if she was younger she could have had. But after the surgery, she just was on a ventilator.
Grandma has no idea how many great stories we got from her, from you talking about every time you came back or every time you were going, we talked about how you had to cover up your tats. And then the funniest thing to me, if I could just remember for a minute, was that you would cover up all your tattoos with a sweatshirt and sweatpants, and Grandma thought that meant that you were cold. So in the summer, in July, in Myrtle Beach, she would turn the heat up in the house.
Yeah, she would turn, like, the AC off and, like, ask if I needed a blanket. Meanwhile, like, it would be, like, 80 degrees in the house, and I'm just like, no, Mama, I'm good.
Everything, like, everything sweating. Nicole hates, too. Fox News blasting heat.
That's the other thing.
It's like a torture chamber.
Mama would go to sleep, and Nicole would grab the remote out of her hand and change Fox News.
She loved Fox News, and, like, even, like, because, like, she could open her eyes while she was on the ventilator, and my mom and I would be like, do you want us to turn on Fox News? Like, we couldn't find the remote, but.
We got to go to break. Just real quick, do you just tell everyone the And I'm not trying to be super sad, but just that last moment that you had, did she squeeze your hand one last time? Or
no, but I held her hand. When they took the ventilator off, she wasn't producing like a lot of oxygen, so they knew it wouldn't be long. So they like just wanted you to focus on her instead of the monitor, because it's really freaking scary to just watch a monitor go to nothing. Yeah. My mom and I held her hand, and she passed, and they gave her medicine, so she didn't feel anything.
So peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's not in pain.
I hope you know what a beautiful moment that is, because I got to spend it with my dad, too, when he passed, and that's something nobody can take away from you, that you got to spend your last moments with her.
No, condolences to you and your family, and go be with them this week, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, love you, Nicole.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine, what is going on? What are going to be on people's radars today in the world of Hollywood?
All right, here's the three things you need to know before you go. Lizzo is taking a break from Twitter trolls. She announced that she can't take it anymore. She's just got to take a break from social media. Harvey Weinstein is being charged in Los Angeles as his trials in New York begin. And if he's convicted, he could face up to 28 years in prison. And Shaquille O'Neal was a hero in New York City when he saved a woman who was passed out in a crosswalk. He managed to stop traffic and wait until the ambulance arrived.
All right. You can find all those details online at kiss951.com, brought to you by Sona Med Spa and Dermatology.
I don't know why Shaq and The Rock always seem to be in the right place at the right time to get such good publicity.
Because they're big guys, like they're like you think of them as heroes. I don't know.
I guess, and that's probably, I mean, Shaq's nickname is Superman. But it's like, and he's also a like an honorary police officer.
Yeah, for like multiple places. Like I remember he was like up in Bedford near my hometown. He would go do patrol shifts.
Yeah, in Arizona.
Yeah.
He would do patrols. That's Shaq for you. Yeah. All right. Head over to kiss951.com for more details on
Does
that.
Does Charmec want to give me one of those little badges? I'll be an honorary cop.
Saving people from crosswalks.
Speaking of the police and 911, you know, Roy, you mentioned yesterday on the show that you were going to tell us why you called 911, but you didn't think that you should do it on the show because it was a boring story.
It's embarrassing. That's why.
Well, we put it on the rap party yesterday. And we hold the audio because there's definitely something there. Wait to hear why Roy called 911. And then, of course, we want to hear from you. Like, what was the crazy or scary reason? Were you scared of something? You called 911 and then you found out it was just a cat?
704-570-9595. You can go ahead and get your phone calls in now if you want to get it in early. But I'll tell you why I called 911 for the most stupid reason. I swear, I'm going to lose my country card. we'll talk about it in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hands, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show with your chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code. Make sure you are listening at 11 a.m. That's your next code word that could unlock a grand.
I love the way people consume the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show. And consume is like the new word for people who are taking in information. Like, sure. They don't say how much do you watch or how much TV do you watch. They say how much TV do you consume?
Mm-hmm.
How much radio do you consume? Podcasting, consume that, you know. Blogs, it's all consumption. And you can consume the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show in so many different ways with so many other ways to come. We're so excited for 2020.
Yeah.
One of the things you can do is listen to the Rap Party podcast. And what's crazy to me is people listen to the Rap Party podcast that we found out, like, all over the world, quite honestly, who don't listen to the show. These are people that just love podcasts so much, they just don't listen to anything but podcasts. The Rap Party podcast is supposed to be a place where we expand more on things that happen on the air that we can't get to because we're on time restraints here. It's where you could be a little more unfiltered.
Yeah, just a little bit more. I mean, we still can't, you know, drop too many bad words, but it's so on this radio show, we have, you know, just a prime example. Nicole was upset about her grandmother passing away, and then we had to be like, well, listen, we got to go to break. So whereas with the podcast, we don't have to do that.
Right.
No, I think we talked for a long time yesterday, too.
We had a 20-minute Rap Party podcast yesterday. And one of the things that came up was why Roy called 911. Listen to this.
And it's one of those things that I was really embarrassed after I did it because I'm like, ooh, they're taking my country card away for sure. I'm driving home and I see flames shooting from the side of the road in front of this house. And there's an old man out there and he's with the rake and it looks like he's trying to control the fire. And the flames are, by the way, so bad they're kind of flicking into the roadway. So people have to kind of, it's just then turned, the two lanes turn into one lane and you kind of have to go around the flames. And so I call 911. I'm like, hey, listen, that appears to be some form of a grass fire, brush fire in front of this address, yada, yada, yada. And then I go back and I'm telling my dad, and he's like, why would you call 911 for that? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, have you forgotten how we handle our leaves? Because you put them to the front of your house and you catch them on fire. Which I forgot. A lot of houses, you know, and but we're back live, by the way. In rural areas, they'll have like a ditch line in front of their house. And you throw the leaves in the ditch line. You catch that on fire. And then it's controlled in the ditch. Happens to be near the road. And that's how you get rid of your leaves. Doesn't spread. Stays right there. Perfect.
Yeah, and I mean, you said it in there, which was really funny on the Rap Party podcast, which, by the way, is posted up, and you can go listen to it on kiss95.1.com or on the app anytime, typically after 10:30 a.m. it's posted up. You said on there that you were going to lose your country card.
Oh, for sure, because I forgot. I'm like, hey, you know what? We do a lot more than just burning leaves. We burn our couches. You don't throw. You know, I was driving through my neighborhood, and I saw all the Christmas trees and out in people's front yard for the bulk pickup.
In Roanoke, you mean?
No, here in Charlotte. Sure. Okay. I saw everyone's, you know, they drug out the trees. And I'm like, yeah, back where I'm from, you just catch a tree on fire in the backyard.
Right.
And that's how you get rid of it. You don't.
Yeah.
Because that's good for the environment.
No trash man comes and picks it up, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought.
The trash man. There's no trash man. You burn your trash.
And I remembered when I called 911 in my hometown in the Blue Ridge Mountains, even the 911 operator was kind of questioning me. He's like, are you sure he's just not doing just a normal controlled fire?
I don't think so. I think the man's yard's on fire, and he's using a wooden rake, so that ain't helping matters. Yeah, that ain't helping matters no much either.
Yeah, I just...
So then the firemen come to this guy's house, and they're probably like,
some city slicker.
Yeah. Richard, we thought you was burning leaves. Yeah.
I don't even know that they went out. They probably just called, like, in a small town, everybody knows everybody.
Called the neighbor.
Yeah, they just called the neighbor and was like, hey, what's going on over there? And they're like, nothing. John's just burning his leaves.
Okay, well, we'll keep the boys inside the firehouse then.
Damn tourists.
Hey, coming through.
You know, there are other reasons why you had to call 911. And we want to take calls on that coming up here in like 5 or 6 minutes. So start thinking about it. And I don't mean like you called 911 for a serious reason. You know, like, for instance, a house caught fire yesterday in Ballantyne. And I'm sure nobody was living in the house at the time. Either they were notified through the alarm or somebody called 911.
You mean nobody was in the house.
Right. What did I say?
Living.
Nobody was in the house. Yes. Yeah. The point is that there's real reasons to call 911, and then there's reasons why you think you should call 911, but you realize you shouldn't have done that. You know, for instance, there's a UFO out there.
Yeah.
No, that's just Johnny's drone. So start thinking about that and start sending us text messages or calling at 704-570-9595. Make our buddy Roy feel better about himself.
I felt like an idiot. You know, I felt just as bad. I remember this one time someone called 911 back when I used to be a 911 operator because their bird got stuck in a tree. And I didn't know how to help them with that. So I told them to call an extermination company.
Exterminator.
I don't know. I was like, I don't know who deals with that. Not me.
Yeah.
And it's my pet bird.
But like in that moment, you know, when you say something, you're like, this is stupid. That's how I felt when I called 911. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah, but you don't want to call it an accident.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you called 911 and you realized you shouldn't have. 704-570-9595.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So when did you have to call 911 and it was for such a stupid reason? Give us a phone call. 704-570-9595.
There's real reasons to call 911. You know, like one day I was driving into work and right here on South Tryon, somebody ran up to my car, was like banging on my window.
Ooh,
you know?
Scary.
And
you're
I was
trouble?
Like, I'm not rolling the window down, but I'll call 911. And then she ran to like the next car.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
no. So, I mean, I did my due diligence. I called 911. And by the way, when you call 911, they want to know your name, number, and.
Of course, yeah. So they could call you back.
Why?
Because they have more information.
I don't want to be a suspect.
You mean a witness?
I don't know. Yeah. You say witness, I say suspect.
AKA victim.
But this all started because back when I was in my hometown up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, I drove past a house, which in front of the house there was a ditch, and the ditch was on fire, and fire was kind of flicking it to the roadway, and I got nervous that it was an out-of-control brush fire. And so I called 911, and then I'm starting to tell people this story, and they're like, you idiot, he's burning his leaves. That's how you do it. I know you live in the big city of Charlotte, where they have trash and leaf pickup and bulk waste pickup, but here in this outer county, we have to burn our stuff.
Give me your country card, boy.
Let's talk with Carly in Waxhaw. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, so you had to call 911.
Yeah, when I was in probably middle school or high school, I used to get off the bus and I would be home by myself for a couple hours until my parents got home. And I lived way out in the country on a farm in New York. And so if anybody came to your house, you were already on high alert because that just didn't happen.
You don't swing by, yeah.
No, no. So someone came to the door and they were knocking aggressively. And then they started going around the house and looking in all the windows and going to all the other doors.
Oh,
so
man.
I instantly started freaking out and I called 911 and I was like trying to stay away from all the windows and I couldn't. So I locked myself down in the basement and I was just hysterically crying, calling my neighbors, calling 911 to get the cops out there because I was definitely being kidnapped.
I like how it escalated in your mind.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah,
oh my God. No different than how Roy was feeling about that fire. All right, Carly, go ahead.
So the neighbors came over because they saw the police at my house and they were like, oh, that was the Kirby vacuum salesman. We sent him over there because we didn't want him to come to our house. We told him you had the appointment for the demo.
Oh my gosh.
It was just the vacuum salesperson.
Looking in the windows, though, like being all creepy.
Yeah.
I would have freaked out, too.
But the neighbors said they were home.
Aggressive.
Carly, have a happy 2020, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right.
All right, let's chat with Irene in Fort Mill.
Irene,
welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. We're doing well. Why'd you have to call 911?
I was driving along just down our neighborhood, our subdivision, and I went further into, I took a shortcut to go pick up my son from school, and I saw this elderly man running along the grass, and it wasn't in the subdivision. It was actually outside of the subdivision, so it was kind of weird for me to see, and I called, and he didn't have any shoes or socks on, and he was a little older, so I first called my sister-in-law to see if it was her dad, who has dementia, and he lives at home, and I thought maybe that was him, because they found him outside before, she's like, no, he's home, and I said, okay, so then I had called the police, and I just automatically assumed he was running away from something, or possibly just escaping from somewhere, so... Mm-hmm. It turns out that that's his normal thing, and he does that all the time. So
He wasn't running because people were chasing after him.
Yeah, but in your mind, you're like, he's been locked in a dungeon for 3 years, and he just made his break.
You're like, who runs in their bare feet on the side of a road outside of a subdivision?
Yeah, meanwhile, he's like, I like the way the mud feels on against my toes, and I'll go for a run.
Joe and Charlotte's been on hold for a little bit. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, so why'd you call 911, Joe?
So my wife and I were playing Tickle Tag Hide and Seek.
Okay, I'm not even going to touch that.
Is that a move at nighttime? Is that an adult thing? No. What is that?
It's as simple as what it sounds. You know how to play tag, so we're playing tag. You're it, but when you're it, instead of just touching the person, you tickle the crap out of them, and then you got to run and go hide and wait for the sound. And then then it's the tickle on, and then run and tag. It's an innocent little game that wife and I've been playing for like 10 years now.
Okay.
Well, this particular time, I wedged myself underneath our master bed. And she was like, she came to the bedroom, she goes, I know where you're at, you're underneath the bed. Well, I didn't say nothing. And then she was like, and then she pulled up the deal, and she was like, I'm looking at her like I'm panicked. She was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm stuck. She's like, what? And I said, I'm stuck. The bed's on my rib cage, and I can barely breathe, and this is really bad.
This is such a big level.
She calls 911. I didn't know this. Hello, my name's Courtney, blah, blah, blah. You know, my husband's stuck. I was like, who are you talking to? She was like, 911, we got to get you out from underneath the bed. I air launched this bed into the air, and I'm like, you did not call 911. I was joking. Well, in a panic, she hangs up on 911.
That's suspicious for them,
Yeah, women can't do that. They can't call 911 and hang up. Yeah, lo and behold, four cops show up to our house. I got two beast cops, got me pinned up against the side of the house, while two other ladies are interrogating and questioning my wife, making sure that she's okay, and she's having to explain tickle tag to them.
Joe, I was just going to say, thanks,
buddy.
Just
imagine that 911 call and be like, ma'am, what led to this? We're playing tickle tag?
Yeah, and that 911 dispatcher is like, it's a code. What code is that for?
Yeah. Like, she thinks tickle tag means beating, you know.
Why wasn't live PD a thing back then when Joe was playing tickle tag? Sorry, man, we have to move on, but... you guys, there's so many text messages that we can read to you about when you had to call 911 for really no reason at all. We'll get into that on the Rap Party podcast that'll be posted at 10:30.
I wish there was live PD for 911. Just the amount of stupid calls they get and we could just listen to them.
That come through.
That'd be so cool.
We actually have a little bank of some funny calls that 911 operators have released in the past. We'll get to that just after 9. Plus, we're going to talk about Sunday. Did you guys know that Sunday was one of the biggest days of the year, okay, which was the 4th of January, to do this? And if you're in the dating field, maybe you did it. We'll talk about that, too. All coming up, it's Maney, Roy, and Loren. Thanks for hanging with us.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Sounds like bacon and eggs, man. Bacon and eggs.
You're making me hungry.
Ariana Grande, thank you. Next, it's Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show.
Thanks for putting that in my head. Now I'll be thinking of that every time I hear the song.
You're welcome.
We were just talking about 911 calls. I forget, this came from some website. One of our interns years ago found these, and we haven't played them in a while, but here's some of the stranger calls made to 911, including this one where a guy had called from a hotel.
911
emergency. This is something you got to
see. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. And what's the problem
here?
I got a man in the pool. He's got his private
stuck
in the pump line.
Oh, my God.
Private stuck in the pump line.
All right. He's probably lonely. Goes out to the pool. Can't have his girlfriend with him while he's on his trip.
I don't know if you could justify it.
No.
What? You're kidding me. I'm telling you, honest to God, but you really got to see the police. North Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
245. You got to stop laughing, Kerry.
And then they released this one.
Oh, hello. Could I answer a request? Something by the Case Brothers, Martin and Gibson.
Oh, you thought he was calling like a radio station?
I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that happens often.
Because you could text some radio stations say like text 311 or 611 to get to the studio.
They did 911.
Yeah. Let's see. How about this, Roy? You are a 911 operator. Did anybody call you with this?
Yeah, I need some
help. What's the matter?
With my mouth.
With your mouth?
No, with my mouth. I have to do it. Will you help me?
Sure. Where do you live?
No, it's my math.
Yeah, I know it. Where do you live, though?
No, I want you to talk to me on the phone.
No, I can't do that. I can send someone else to help you.
Okay.
What kind of math do you have that you need help with?
I have takeaways.
Oh, you gotta do the takeaways?
Yeah.
All right, what's the problem?
You have to help me with my math.
Okay. Tell me what the math is.
Wait, do you think this guy was trying to feel out whether or not there was a real issue?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he kept asking him where he lives so he could punch it. Uh-huh. So he's sending officers there regardless.
Yeah, sure. And probably in the background, he's tracing the phone call. And at least at minimum, get an officer in the neighborhood. You know, at minimum.
Because maybe his mom said, call 911 if anything happens and just ask for
A lot of people call 911 for those little codes, man. Mm-hmm. The 911 operators have to pick up. Although, one of the things I'm seeing a trend of is like how hard it is to understand everyone. And that is so true. Like, I remember back at 911, I couldn't understand anyone half the time. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Your phone line sucks.
All right, let's see if he helps him with the math question. One. And two, let's see which one of the MRL show members can solve it first.
Okay.
Okay. 16.
Yeah.
Plus 8.
Yeah. Like, I don't even need to write that down.
Oh, look at you. Write it down.
Look at you, Mr. Braggy. Oh, I don't even have to write it down. I can do 16 minus 8 right in my head. There you go. Third grade math teacher. Showed you up.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You know, it's real funny because I look out the window. So Roy and Loren look out the window to South Boulevard, and I'm facing them looking out the window to the hallway. And apparently, I didn't even know this, but people on the left side of me, of the building, are moving to the right side of the building. And every time I look up, more and more chairs, computers, desks. Everybody's pushing everything.
You are so easily distracted.
Loren, for a minute, I thought we were all moving out.
We're getting evicted.
And nobody told us. Yeah, did we pay rent? Oh, man. We were talking about how Sunday was a big day for people in the dating world.
Yeah, it surely was. So Sunday marked the highest online voting app day. The first Sunday of the year is historically the biggest dating app day because people are coming off breakups from the holidays. It could be a New Year's resolution or just the fact that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. But they're all on the dating apps. The dating apps are up 30% with new users, and 15% of users that were just like kind of out there are active again.
Yes. So what's crazy is that it's just like going to the gym. People want to make changes in their life, Roy. They want to make changes. They'll go to the gym or they're going to jump on the dating apps. Now, the question is, and I wish we knew someone who jumped on a dating app on Sunday was the busiest day, right? Mm-hmm. And see how long they stay on for.
I think they're on all day.
No, I mean like...
Until they find someone, maybe.
Yeah, they just keep swiping. I don't think it's like a...
No, but we hear, because we'll do Worst Date Wednesday tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and we'll hear stories about how dating apps are the worst thing ever. Nobody would recommend anyone to go on a dating app.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how long these new people who've never been on before stay on before they're like, there's nothing here. Elena knows, you're au pair.
Yeah. I actually know somebody who was on the dating app on Sunday and went on a date yesterday.
Ah.
Yeah.
Do I know that somebody?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. But the luck wasn't always great?
No.
Okay.
All right. You know, there's more fish in the sea now, more to pull from, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, be careful of those dating apps. I was just reading a story. It was a terrible story.
Ooh, the cautious tale for Manny.
Holy cow.
Here we go.
I mean.
You got my attention, sir.
The title of it, I can't even read the title on the radio. We'll save it for the Rap Party podcast. But my gosh, it has to do with someone who met someone else on a dating site. And actually the person, his name is Kevin Bacon.
Like the Kevin Bacon?
Not the actor, but this person died, and Kevin Bacon, the actor, actually reached out on social media and said, for obvious reasons, I'm sending condolences. So be careful out there in the dating world. Online. What are you laughing at?
I like cautious tales.
You sound like such an old man.
You do. It's like, you should do it back in my day when we met at the bars.
You knew I was psycho when I met you straight up.
I didn't have to hide my crazy
life.
Right.
You could tell if I was lying.
He's like, can you believe that everybody, when I go to Target, they want me to pay with a debit card? So duh, it's getting hacked.
Can you believe we didn't do deep dives on people's social media? We just talked it out.
you pay with cash or a personal check everywhere you go.
I had a call to credit union the other day. And see, look, people are pushing all this stuff.
Pushing all this stuff.
I had to call the credit union on Sunday and tell them to remove us from paperless. And the woman goes, you're already on paperless. I go, I know. My wife likes actual bills. We have to remove ourselves from paperless. She goes, you'll get charged $2 a month.
They're charging you $2 a month to send you something now?
Yeah.
I know some grocery stores charge you per bag.
Really?
Yeah. Especially in Europe. That's a huge thing in Europe.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. But yeah, Amanda likes to have the paper bills. She takes them to work or, like, you know, she goes somewhere and does her paper bills.
Kasia's Mani, are you still not sold on smartphones or like landlines only, right?
Dial up internet.
It just doesn't seem right. I could talk on the phone and be on the internet at the same time.
I know y'all got your fancy backup cameras, but damn it, if you don't look at your rearview mirrors before you back up, I would not trust that cam.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.